You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. Adora Udoji, my co-host, is off today, so I'm riding solo. We want to hear your stories about the Second Amendment, the Supreme Court decision yesterday, which is certainly very, very significant. 5-4 decision, striking down a gun control law in Washington, D.C. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or leave an email at mytake@thetakeaway.org. We'll read them on the air. We're already getting some responses. Also, just after those incredible voices that Femi brought to us just a moment ago from Zimbabwe, what are your views on the people of Zimbabwe participating in this runoff, the situation in Zimbabwe? Do you have any Zimbabwe stories? Also, call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And last night, if you watched CNN, Anderson Cooper was playing this bootlegged video from the Mayflower Hotel showing Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama on the same stage as though it was, you know, a Led Zeppelin concert from the 70s. Is it as interesting to you as it was to CNN and the news media? Unity. That's the theme from Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. They're going to campaign in the tiny New Hampshire town of Unity for the first time today. And despite the ambitions of the Democratic Party, is this going to truly unite the candidates? Joining us are voters John Vivo from Youngstown, Ohio, and Maggie Wellington, a sixth grade math teacher from Boardman, Ohio. John and Maggie, welcome.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, how are you?
Guys, are you buying this Unity business?
Not at all.
Not at all?
No.
All right, well, let's remind our listeners that you have been on the program before. Back on June 4th, we asked you, right after Barack Obama clinched the nomination or appeared to mathematically clinch the nomination, what you thought going forward of his candidacy. And here's what you, Maggie, and then John said.
If they team up, he needs her experience because experience is what he doesn't have.
Well, I think Obama better come and start saying better things about what he's going to do, because he just keeps on saying, well, we can do what we can do, what we can do, and he's not telling me what he's able to do.
John, let me begin with you. Are you really suggesting that you're not going to vote for Barack Obama in November?
Yeah, I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet. I'm not really happy with him and his campaign, you know, and he's meeting with Hillary today and everything, and I don't know if I'm going to believe it or not, and he's still not telling, you know, a lot of the Hillary supporters what he's able to do and coming through, and I'm still not a happy camper with him.
Maggie, he's paying Hillary Clinton's campaign debt. Certainly she wants her supporters to vote for a Democrat in November. What's your view?
Well, I've been thinking and thinking about this, and I've been with a group of teachers for a seminar the past week, and it's just been so apathetic. It's like the excitement and the electricity is gone. But then, you know, I've got to this summer look at the bigger picture. So although I'm not excited about him and he's lacking experience, I certainly won't forsake the party because I just don't have Hillary anymore.
All right. Well, Maggie, thanks for your candor. But both of you guys, you know, I just want to ask you something kind of between you and us, okay? Let's take the experience thing out of it. Let's take the race thing out of it. There's something about Barack Obama that kind of bugs both of you. What is it, Maggie?
Well, for me, it is a lack of experience. And
No, it's something else. It's got to be something else.
I've heard so many people speak wonderful things before and then come up short.
So it's your experience of orators disappointing you. That's your thing. John, what bugs you about Barack Obama?
There's just something about him, and he's not just telling the American people just what a lot of the people want to hear. You know, and it never was a race thing with me. That was never, I don't care, black, purple, orange, blue, whatever he was, and, you know, Hillary is a female, he's a male. That's not the point. He's just not speaking what a lot of the American people want to hear.
All right.
And he better start, you know, coming up with it.
Well, we'll come back to you to see if you've changed over the next month. We're going to get this Unity thing tested in the next couple of weeks. Maggie and John, thanks for joining us.
No problem.
Thank
Have a great day.
Have a good day.
John
Bye.
Vivo and Maggie Wellington from Ohio joining us. They're still on the fence, although it looks like Maggie is probably going to vote for a Democrat. Joining us now is Mike Obarto. You're the chairman of the Board of Supervisors in Unity Township, Pennsylvania. You feeling snubbed this morning?
Maybe just a little.
I mean, you're in Unity, Pennsylvania. What's wrong with Unity, Pennsylvania? The candidates are going to be in Unity, New Hampshire later today. What's that all about?
Well, I really do not know what it's all about, but I think Pennsylvania is a little more important than New Hampshire.
Well, let's forget importance for a moment. Let's just talk numbers. Barack Obama got 107 votes in the Democratic primary. Hillary Clinton got 107 votes in the Democratic primary in New Hampshire, in Unity, New Hampshire. That doesn't seem like unity to me.
I actually agree.
What would you call that?
In Unity Township, Barack Obama only got 29% of the vote compared to 71% of the vote in my municipality. So I would have thought that Unity Township in Westmoreland County in Pennsylvania would have been a better place for both of them to meet today.
If they'd come to you, could you have handled the parking, the media, the cameras, the Anderson Coopers, you know, that whole thing?
Absolutely. Unity Township is 69 square miles. We have 22,000 people. We could have found parking for them.
All right, Mike, thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk to you later on in the morning, okay?
You got it.
Michael Bardo is chairman of the Board of Supervisors in Unity Township, Pennsylvania. You know, we looked all over the country. Almost every state has a town called Unity. What's that about? It feels like it's hiding some deep, dark secret in all of these towns. We're going to explore that on The Takeaway, but later on this morning. Now it's time for headlines from Femi Oke.
Hello there. It is 21 minutes to the hour.